We have gathered as a friends and family to celebrate a life and to pray for Shania, Oksana. When you look in the back of the church as you depart here, we have a cross, the cross of Jesus, and it's empty. But when people look at symbols, they need to interpret them the way they were meant to be interpreted. We often look at a stop sign and we say, gee, I don't think that's for me. But we know that the law says the stop sign is meant for a full stop. Well, the cross, when people look at it, interpret different ways, but for the Christians, it was an object of love. It was also an object of fairness. As you know, Christians in the early history for 300 years were persecuted by their federal government of Rome. They were killed, they were tortured, they were incarcerated. But the funny thing is that they always said, life was fair. Life was fair. The Savior was crucified as an innocent person, proclaimed so by the person who ordered his crucifixion, Pontius Pilate. But yet he was crucified. People go through various struggles in their life. Why did the early Christians say life was fair? Because for the early Christians, the purpose in life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. And at the end of your life, whether you end up on the cross or in a palace, whether you are full of health or have suffered much in your life, whether you have many friends or none at all, the truth is at the end of your life, you and I will be exactly the people we have chosen to be. That's why the early Christians said life is fair. So choose well what you say, what you do, so that you might become a good person. Many people often say, follow your dreams. Often, I think, we confuse achievement with character. The early Christians said, you are the dream. Whatever you achieve in life, whether great success, average success, or perhaps almost none at all, the person you have become is your dream. You are a good and a decent person. Now, I know from what people have told me, Shania had tragedies in her life, as most of us do. She went through much, but she loved much. She tried. She struggled against herself and against circumstances, as we all do. And at the end of life, life was fair to her because she did turn out to be the Shania that you love. That's why you came to pray for her. That's why you came to honor her. That's why you came to support each other and to celebrate this life of a woman who gradually over a lifetime became a good friend, a good mother, a good friend. And we as Christians celebrate this life. So in spite of what society says, we as Christians profess that life is very important. There was a scene in a movie where a chaplain in Vietnam was talking with a soldier, and the soldier looked up and said, "Chaplain, you know, some people say because life is so brief and so quick, that nothing matters. I say everything matters because life is so precious and so brief." Shakespeare in Macbeth, through one of his actors, says, "Life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing." We say the exact opposite. We say life is so precious, like diamonds, like gold, that everything you say, everything you do, it matters. And for those of you who knew her, wouldn't you say her life mattered? Wouldn't you say that the things that she said to you out of kindness, the friendship that she provided, the struggles that she had, once again, as we all do, against circumstances and against ourselves, also lifted up your spirits and from time to time provided you great comfort? In the ancient Christian testimonies, they used to say, if you really love someone, then make your life a living memorial to them. You take the people in your life that are so precious, and you honor them while they are alive. You support each other while they are alive. And you also think deeply how important your life is to others, some of which will never tell you as long as you are alive, but long after you are gone, they will recall your memory, repeat your words, and find inspiration in your life. So life is fair for all of us, because we're the dream. And whatever we choose, we become that. So whether in pain, sorrow, joy, or laughter, every time a circumstance comes about, when we can speak, when we can think, when we can choose, we should say, I am choosing my life. I am painting my picture. I am writing my novel. I am in charge. Let me never hand this over to anybody else. No one will make up my life, tell my story, paint my picture. There is no reason why I can't respond in kindness to anger, why I can't get up and do things for the positive, even though people say so much negative things about me. I am in charge. I am in control. God gave me that freedom to decide how I live, and God is on my side. May Shania's life provide us both inspiration and guidance how to live our own life. As a final story, I want to tell you a story about a little woman, a Franciscan nun about 5 feet nothing, who one day in Minnesota came across a tragedy. There was a tornado. It wiped out many people. There was much suffering, and she said, I have to help alleviate human suffering and misery. So she went to the only doctor in town and said, will you be our doctor for our new clinic? And he said, you have no land and you have no building, but if you build it, I will become your doctor. And she and her nun struggled, built it, and in 2 years they had a hospital. And Dr. Mayo became their doctor. And the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, to this day, is one of the leading hospitals in patient care and research. Because one little nun said, I want to alleviate human pain and suffering. So for all of us, we can do great things instead of just waiting for great things to happen to us. And in the process, become great people. Slava Isusu Christu.